Blog Talk Radio.
Slabs of chicken.
And salad.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Does anyone else find it interesting that in the 2 weeks since his girlfriend was on the show, Sean has been nowhere to be found? Sounds like someone got punny one-ished by his little bitty baby boo. What a queer. If you ask me, homeboy needs to man up. Holler at that. Here's the show.
Wait a minute, I think Chuck Landington was confusing this show for his hip-hop narrations that he does on the weekdays.
He's got a busy schedule. You can't expect him to keep on top of all the different voiceover work.
Did he say holla at your boy?
He said holler at that.
Oh, okay.
At what he had just said.
Okay, good.
He was picking himself up.
Sean is definitely not here. We haven't heard from Sean since his girlfriend has been on the air with us.
Do you think Sean is dead? Maybe she murdered him and buried him in the backyard like a dog.
Oh, well, I mean, we got a few good episodes out of him, so, I mean, really, it was all going downhill anyway.
By a few, how many do you mean exactly?
Two.
Okay. What's a couple?
A few.
A few is three or more.
All right, we'll do three then.
Okay. Just whatever the minimum is to be a few.
Yeah.
Very nice. I mean, Sean's had his moments on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And they all comprise about one episode.
With music breaks or without? Like, did he fill up?
With an extended music break.
Of his choosing? Because then it would be like 30-second songs.
Extended music break.
So like 80 songs per break?
Yes.
Okay.
However, like his entire collection.
However long that Doritos conversation was, that's how much he's contributed to the show.
Jeez.
It was a wonderful contribution.
No, also all over my penis and face.
Yeah.
But the reason we don't hear that drop is because Darren is not here either. 3D is out sick. He has
a magma buildup.
I heard it was the herp. Darren has the herp and some smegma.
Wait, I thought once he gets circumcised, there is no more smegma.
It all depends, I guess, how well
it is clean. Did it grow back? Is that the problem? It regenerated. He's got adamantium foreskin. Like Wolverine, it just grew back, and he's currently in treatment.
He wouldn't go into further detail about what was going on. So
he's in the chat room though. So if you want to ask him there,
yeah,
feel free. Get to the bottom.
Darren's got too much dignities, so he couldn't take the ride out over
By
here.
By the way, early contender for episode title is adamantium foreskin.
Okay.
Also, early contender for Sean's next band. That doesn't ever happen.
I think the whole band thing is over with Sean. Sean and I are supposed to be in a band, and every time he's like, yeah, I'm ready to do this. I'm like, all right, just call me whenever you're ready. Come over. We'll rehearse. You know, we'll go over the songs that you wrote. You did write songs, right? Well, yeah, I mean, I've got some ideas floating. I'm like, all right, Sean.
I don't know what to say. I think you need to start a band with someone who likes the same music that you like.
We have some bands in common that we like.
But, come on. The band that he wants to be in and the band that you want to be in are nowhere near the same band.
Well, I would like to be, I guess, in a few different projects, but I'll still be in something for fun, just to, like, make my friend feel good.
But do you have any other projects?
No.
So then why are you so concerned with the bullshit one just to help out a friend? Get the other ones going first, and then you can worry about that.
What would your project be?
Like your main ones.
Like if you could start, you could start a band right now with any sort of musicians. Like you had access to any sort of musicians. What kind of band would it be?
Probably a prog band.
A prog band. Like what?
Like a prog.
What would be your influences? Sort of like obviously, you're as a prog band, you're going to try to be original. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But who would you take after?
I don't know. It would probably be a mix of like jazzy stuff and metal stuff.
Uh huh. Would there be, now, how do you see the vocals happening for this band?
It would just be instrumental.
No vocals.
I can't deal with the attitude. I don't need a vocalist.
You're the attitude.
I need to be the attitude. Actually, the band would just be me. And I would just be hooked up to like a bunch of different machines that create music.
You would
maybe
be,
I should just
maybe
do that.
You and Jason Becker. You should start a band with Jason Becker. He has a bunch of machines hooked up to him.
Yeah.
Aren't those just keeping him alive?
No, he's alive. Well,
he writes music with his eyes.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That's what he wants you to think. He's got buddies that write the music.
Flash Funk writes, Noah would be in a Wicked Wisdom cover band. No, I would not.
You do love Wicked Wisdom.
No,
Wicked
I
Wisdom
do not.
Is the band with Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife.
Isn't it ex-wife? Aren't they split up now?
They are?
I think recently. They I don't
did?
Know if they're divorced or separated. But.
Oh, but they would always talk about what great sex they had.
Phil writes squirters as leaders.
That's
right. Let's try to come up with some band names in the chat for Noah's new prog project. Oh, yeah, there is the stuff about a split. Oh, my God. Crazy news. Will Smith is single now. It's exciting.
Really, Rob? You got
That's
a chance.
Right. Finally. I met him at Ozfest a few years ago. Now we could seal the deal.
You could find all those I Am Legend deleted scenes that you've been starving for.
I could try to convince him to stop acting because he's terrible.
What? Isn't he like one of the biggest box office draws?
Tell him to stop singing
and it's,
or rapping.
Well,
he doesn't sing.
Yeah, he's over it. So what else is going on, people?
Sid is wearing a shirt that just has hair on it.
Well, it's the Ron Swanson shirt. From Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
A fantastic show that I think everybody pretty much needs to give it a chance. Get to the midway through season two before you decide if you like
it. Yeah, or just start from season two.
Yeah. True. Very true.
This is Valentine's Day gift.
Yes. It's fantastic.
It looks like, you know, you look nice in yellow. It brings out all like the blonde in your beards.
My beards?
Beards. I was going to say beard hairs.
Yeah, that's appropriate. That's fine. Yeah, that's loud. There's a lot of video game discussion going on in the chat room for some reason. I'm not sure why that is, how that came about, and why that's still going now that there's actual entertainment being broadcast.
Jesus. And if you want to join the entertainment, give us a call, 646-929-1357. The phone lines are open.
Yeah, we're kind of we don't have everyone here, so we want to hear from you.
We want to know. We want people to call in with band names for Noah. Her prog project, the best band name, will win a free CD that will get shipped in 8 to 12 months.
Yeah. Did you ship that poster yet?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I was supposed to give it to Darren to ship.
Did you bring it today?
No, because he's not here. Well, I knew he wasn't going
to
be here. So
what if he decided to stop by just to pick up the poster? You wouldn't be prepared.
I would hope that he would have warned me so that I could have brought it.
What if he just remembered now when he was about to get in the car? And he's like, oh, the fucker didn't even bring it. Forget about it.
Well, then that was a lot.
Then
he could stay home then because I didn't bring it. He doesn't have to come all the way over here just to get the poster.
He might have stayed and hung out.
If Darren has smegma dripping off of his leg, I really don't want him.
Dripping off? I don't think that's where smegma comes out of.
No, but it's probably so much it's like dripping down his thigh and all the way down his leg.
Put on pants, maybe some tight-fitting boxer briefs. They keep that contained.
When have you ever seen Darren wearing tight pants?
Not the pants. I'm saying the underpants would be tight.
What kind of underwear do you think Darren wears? I feel like he wears tighty whities.
No. I think he rocks boxers.
I think he's
Darren,
a boxer briefs, perhaps.
You've never seen Darren in his underwear, Rob? I feel like
no,
if
I
any
haven't.
Of us had ever seen it, it would be you.
How would it have been me?
I don't know. You've stayed in hotels together.
No, yeah, I haven't seen him.
I think I've stayed in hotels. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I feel like I must have seen it at some point.
Usually I change in the bathroom and that's... Rob wins. Boxer briefs, Darren says. Although Barfarella says silk thong.
Oh.
A Rikishi thong.
Oh, come on
Flash Funk.
All the wrestling references.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Are you excited that the next WrestleMania is going to be in New Jersey?
Nope.
Are you going to go?
Gay! Why would anyone want to go to New Jersey?
Yeah, it's going to be in April in New Jersey
in an outdoor
stadium, a MetLife Stadium.
Oh, God.
So, no, I would not want to go. And I would not. I've decided I'm never, ever going to pay for wrestling ever again. That's my agreement with myself.
Here's what you do. Go to the parking lot for the tailgate. Interview people for Metal Injection. It'll be hilarious. Pro wrestling parking lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, heavy metal parking lot.
I've heard of it.
Very popular things to do. Pro wrestling parking lot. It'd be almost the same, I'm sure. You got the combination of wrestling fans and people from Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You might get raped or...
You should have Thor interview them.
Oh, my God. That might be too much. That might be overkill of the Jersey bozo thing.
I think Thor would just get along with all the Jerseyites.
Yeah, exactly. They probably wouldn't see it as a joke.
Yeah.
They would see it as real.
What joke? Thor Stretzman is real.
Thor is kind of a joke.
Oh, wow. I hope he's not listening because he would be pissed. You don't want him coming in and ruining your prog band before it ever happens.
Oh, no.
He could sue you.
That's true, for stealing his material, since he wrote every single melodic pattern that will and has ever existed.
Exactly. You don't want to mess with Thor Schredstein. Thor Schredstein messes back. I don't know. He said that once in an interview. I remember. That's why I bring it up.
Did he really?
Yes.
Who was he being interviewed by?
Metal Injection.
It seems like they have a lot. They get a lot of Thor exclusives on Metal Injection.
You know what it is? We were one of the first places to ever report on his brilliance, and he's very loyal to press that covers him.
I don't know, but whoever runs Metal Injection should definitely fire Thor.
Well, the thing is, too, no one else will print his press releases. We're the only ones. We constantly get him, and we're like, fine, we'll run this.
Because it's annoying to have to transcribe from crayon. You can't just cut and paste. You have to. He said he faxes like crayon drawings.
It's always also in all caps lock. I don't understand what that's about.
Can I get a point across?
Yeah. Well, because he's always yelling.
Yeah.
So.
Like somebody else I know.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Some guy.
This guy?
He sort of looks like a Greek gladiator. You might have heard of him.
Sounds like a handsome guy. A handsome feller.
Don't put words in my mouth.
All right. Once again, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. One of the big stories this week was Dave Grohl at the Grammys being the only cool thing about the Grammys.
Why?
Pretty much.
Why? Because he was wearing a Slayer t-shirt?
Well, that was cool. I mean, I didn't think that was like that big of a deal because really like... Whatever. Slayer isn't
people
that.
People have seen the shirt before.
Yeah.
No, but it's like a Slayer t-shirt on like on something that a mainstream audience watches, I guess. And they would probably be like, well,
Slayer's been nominated for Grammys before.
Yes, Slayer is pretty mainstream.
But have they been like on the actual show or was it stuff that was announced?
Sure they were a Grammy. There's photos of Tom Araya with a Grammy because he brought his family and he wore a suit.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that, but they don't really show that in the ceremony.
They're not on the... But, okay, I doubt that Slayer's album sales skyrocketed because Dave Grohl was... Like, people were like, oh, what's a Slayer band?
Well, did Tom Araya Scream get extra hits this past week?
Tom Araya Scream has been doing phenomenally. It gets at least 300 hits a day.
What?
And the last few weeks, it's been sort of teetering on 1,000 hits a day. Because, like, people just keep listening to it.
It's all because of Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Well... I mean, the SEO, my SEO skills as a web developer are fantastic. And now if you Google Tom Araya, it's like in the top four results. It's like his Wikipedia. Let me cue it up. And like it's his Wikipedia photos. And then like right there is okay.
How are you not sued yet? Well, I don't understand what they're waiting for. Did that guy get fired?
Maybe.
Maybe Tom Araya is just waiting for you to interview him and he's just going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah,
maybe. So there's the Wikipedia, there's the images of Tom Araya, his IMDb, a Tom Araya quotes page, and then my Tom Araya Scream thing, which I'm just so proud. Like, that's my mission has been accomplished.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just don't understand why they bothered you and then did nothing about it.
I think because of the break, they've just forgot about it because of the holiday break. Because remember, he was like, we're going to be closed. So maybe they just lost all their emails.
You know what you should do? You should email Jeffrey Hanneman and be like, listen, your people are slacking. I just want to let you know. Your site's still going. You might have been pissed off about it, but they clearly didn't follow through. Might want to bring him over to Kerry King's and have him eaten by a snake, if possible, because he's into that.
Oh, man.
Especially, you got to assume the legal people are Jewish, so Kerry King will be thrilled to feed them to snakes. Right? Because he hates Jews.
I don't know if he hates them.
I don't think he's fond of them.
No, he's not. He doesn't care.
I'm sure he hates everybody.
I feel like he just hates any religious person. He hates Christians as much as he hates Jews.
I doubt it.
So why were the Grammys awesome, Rob?
I said they were awful.
Yeah. Oh, you, awful.
I said Dave Grohl was the only awesome thing.
Why?
Because when
I didn't watch.
Do you have audio of his speech?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
The best part is the end of it, though, and how they cut him off.
Yeah.
Because it's just he pisses on everything he just said.
Yeah, he won the Best Rock Grammy, and he gave a pretty good speech, which I will play right now. Which got removed. Hold on, I gotta find another one. 1 second. Sid, talk it up a little more.
Well, so he won the award, and he had a very hard. Can I say how he got pissed all over at the end, or do we want to save that?
Because
I don't know if
I got
clip.
It.
Okay.
I got it.
These are nominees for Best Rock Performance.
Is that LL Cool J?
Water. The December.
I'm just fast forwarding to
the Cave. Lotus Flower.
Oh, Lotus Flower.
Who?
And the Grammy goes to.
Who is that?
I don't know. Open the friggin' envelope.
Walk by the Foo Fighters.
So excited.
Isn't that a Pantera song?
Yeah, so they went for a cover. And there Dave Grohl is with his Slayer shirt. Accepting the Grammy. I think Dave Grohl just wore it to be like, look, I'm going to continue to be the coolest motherfucker. What's the coolest shirt I could wear? Oh, a Slayer shirt.
The two dudes talking were the Giants wide receivers, New York Giants wide receivers. Mario Manningham and Victor Cruz.
Because this record was a special record for our band. Rather than go to the best studio in the world down the street in Hollywood, and rather than use all the fanciest computers that you can buy, we made this one in my garage with some microphones and a tape machine. And we couldn't have done it without the best producer in the world, Mr. Butch Vig.
Not
I haven't worked with Butch Vig in 20 years. We met each other 20 years ago when we made a Nirvana record, and it was an honor to work with you
again.
Well,
if he's the best producer in the world, why'd you wait 20 years?
We have a lot of people to thank. James Brown and Alan Mulder and John Silva, all the people
they just
at BMG.
Yeah. I'm sure he has really good equipment in his garage, too.
I had to work with every other producer in the world before I realized that Butch Vig was the best one.
No, but he does have a really good studio, but it's all analog. It's not digital.
Old school, yo.
Yeah. So anyway,
true.
Means a lot because it shows that the human element of making music is what's most important. Singing into a microphone and learning to play an instrument and learning to do your craft, that's the most important thing for people to do.
Get behind that, man.
It's not about being perfect. It's not about sounding absolutely correct. It's not about what goes on in a computer. It's about what goes on in here.
Heart.
And it's about what goes on in here.
Mind.
Wait for it.
Oh, you can't really. Oh, they cut it off. But then immediately after, they start playing Sexy and I Know It from LMFAO.
And they cut him off to introduce the next presenter, who just happens to be Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
So Dave Grohl gets cut off by LMFAO and Ryan Seacrest. After giving a great speech about real music and authenticity.
And then to further clarify his point, you know, because there was like the internet was. I mean, this was basically the biggest story coming out of the Grammys, I feel. Like
Adele winning 80 awards was the biggest
story. I'm not really familiar.
The biggest rock story.
Yeah, and everybody was talking about all the blogs. And then he was kind of getting some flack because like electronic bands were like whatever. But then he was like, no, that's not what I said. I just said that, you know, it has to come, your music has to come from a real place.
Yeah. Not like auto-tuned and corrected. And
yeah. And he's like, I like Skrillex. I don't. He's just the best at what he does. I wouldn't be able to do it. And he does it from a real place. And he just continues to be the coolest dude ever. Like, I would love to hang out with Dave Grohl. Smoke some doobies.
I'm sure
some
he
burst.
Would not love to hang out with you.
Yeah, why not? I'm a nice guy.
Rob, how would Will Smith feel about that if he heard?
Fuck Will Smith. I'd rather
fucking hop in
knock
from
up
one,
Dave Grohl.
I think we have Will Smith on the line.
Uh-oh.
Big Willie style, are you there? Caller. We know you're not Will Smith. Who's on the line?
Oh, he hung up.
Weird.
Big Willie style. Big Willie style is not
competent.
It might
have been Jada Pinkett. she heard about the cover band.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Grammys just like embraces performances where it's mostly just dancing around and, you know, it's acceptable to not actually be singing. Everything is on tracks. And, you know, like, when did that become acceptable
and
okay?
Well, some people actually sang.
Yeah,
Adele sang.
Yeah, but Adele was just standing there, and she had a band behind her, and she was singing. That's fine.
As it should be.
Exactly. Yeah. But, like,
everybody gets the answer first.
I mean, I don't know what their names are, but...
Black people? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not
fucking
black
racist.
People. Britney Spears was also guilty of tracks and stuff. But still, but like even during
the
Super Bowl.
Boring.
Madonna.
But you know what, though?
She's 70, though.
But also, and it's like, for her, it's not really about the music. It's about the performance.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what she was doing. She was creating this big show.
No, it's fucking lame, but you
so
sort of got to
like,
temper your expectations.
Yeah, but she doesn't care. You know, like, she's not doing it to be artistic. She's
exactly.
Doing it
she doesn't
like,
care. So,
no, but
she
why
does
care.
Everyone else
she
care?
She doesn't care necessarily. It's like the music is just one facet of the overall, like, the overall art, you know?
So why doesn't she just dance around? Why does she have to pretend like she's singing?
That's just part of the performance. It's part of the illusion.
Yeah.
Makes me sick.
I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from, and I agree. And especially for the Super Bowl, it's just so...
Not everyone pays as close attention to that stuff as we do. Some people probably think that she really is singing.
Right.
Also.
Yeah, but you remember with, like, Milli Vanilli, when they were basically persecuted for not really
singing. But that wasn't
really
even
singing.
Them singing.
I mean, okay,
at least Madonna's
not...
lip-syncing to her own voice. So
it's not. Is it really her voice if it's auto-tune? And altered and corrected with a computer?
But it's at the root of it, it's her. It might be her manipulated, but Milli Vanilli was a different guy. And he just wasn't a good-looking enough guy. So they're like, we'll find two good-looking muscular guys, and they'll sing over your voice. It'll make him think that it's them singing. So that's even worse.
Yeah, I guess.
Talking about Madonna on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yes. And talking about Street Fighter in the chat room for some reason.
Mm.
Mm. What is that conversation about?
Street Fighter?
Street Fighter, the video game.
I know, but what are they saying?
I always played with E. Honda, personally, the Japanese, the sumo wrestler.
You didn't use Zangief?
No, well, I like Zangief, but he had like Shooty Moon, he just had like Pile Driver.
He
with
was
E. Honda,
slow Zangief.
Yeah, with E. Honda, it's so easy to win because you just had to do
that
hand
karate
chop.
Yeah.
And you could just
Blanca,
your way
no Blanca.
It.
And if you had,
I like Blanca too.
Blanca
yeah.
was good because you can electrocute people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I had the turbo controller.
Yes, me too.
So all I did, I just moved like the Y button over, and it just kept karate chopping everyone.
Yeah. And great. I played. I was, you know, I'm kind of out of video games now, but I played Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and that is like one of the best modern video games. It's so fun because it's so easy to play. You can just button smash.
But then what's the fun of that?
It's just fun. It's still fun. You kind of get the hang of it, like what the buttons do after a while. And the thing is, it's like a tag team match. It's like you get to play with 3-on-3, so you have to kill 3 different people.
It's a 6-man tag.
It's a 6-man tag. Sorry,
call
you're
it
right.
Right.
You're right.
All people.
And it's good. It's good. I like it. It's fun.
Why was it when it's a teams of 3, it's a 6-man tag, but when it's teams of 2, it's just tag team? Why don't they call it a 4-man?
I never understood that either.
What the hell? Let's get Jim Crockett on the phone
because
right now.
4-man doesn't really sound that appealing.
But 6-man somehow makes it.
Yeah, wouldn't
better?
It be like a 3-man team?
Maybe because it sounds like
3-man
sex-man.
Tag team match. I feel
sounds like sex man. Has an underlying sexy tone to it. I don't know.
So you're saying they say it sexily?
Mm-hmm.
That's your point. All right.
3D in the chat wrote, Noah likes six men way more than four men.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever.
I like that you refer to him by his chat room name. It's
3D.
Darren.
Well, it's Darren.
Well, I mean, sometimes we call him 3D here, yeah. Or when he's here.
The devious one.
What do you think he's wearing right now?
Darren Devious Delgado. Okay, is definitely wearing Crocs. With
yeah,
socks.
I don't know. He probably just wore shoes indoors. Yeah, I don't think. Oh.
Well, he probably went to like Jerusalem Pizza and came back and is sitting in front of his computer
not
right
Jerusalem
now.
Jerusalem too.
The original. The original.
Yeah, the original is always better than the sequel.
Darren writes he threw his Crocs out.
What?
Oh. Oh my God.
He needs a new pair.
We need to start
a collection,
a donation fund. Darren Crocs fund. We need to get him some gold-plated Crocs.
What? Yeah. Those don't exist.
We will make them.
Good luck.
Buy a pair of Crocs and dip them in gold.
Just get him Crocs with the Metal Injection logo.
No, with his name on them. Darren's Crocs. And like a flame on the side.
So what would be the base color?
Yellow. I only see him in yellow Crocs.
Why yellow? What's with you in yellow today?
Or orange.
Yellow, they probably get dirty real quick. You need dark Crocs.
Get him the black Crocs with the flames on the sides.
Those actually exist, or you mean
no,
you
like,
we'd add
we,
we're
going to
customize
the flame,
them.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
I like it.
Rob, get on that.
We're on it.
Call your connections at the Croc Company.
As soon as I send out that poster that our fantasy football
motherfucker.
Winner.
All right, I thought Darren was sending that out.
Darren, work on it.
Okay, Darren definitely has a big plastic cup of ice.
That he's pouring Coke Zero into.
Yeah, and he's pouring Coke Zero into it from 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to
like
be careful so he doesn't spill it on his keyboard.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's drinking. What is he wearing?
He says he's actually drinking Theraflu. But it might be mixed with Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Maybe he is in his Mets onesie. Or his New York Giants Super Bowl champions 2012 snuggie?
Those don't exist.
Yet.
No, I feel like he's wearing a sleeveless t-shirt. A t-shirt that, and the sleeves he cut off himself.
I don't know. If he's sick, he might be very cold. He might have the chills. He might be...
No,
he lives
in an old war building, so the radiators are on and blasting.
But you still might be cold. Darren, are you cold right now? How do you feel? What's the temperature?
I have pneumonia.
How do you know?
Darren, we want you to call in right now and give us an update on your feeling.
Yes, we need a status.
Please.
Maybe you could, you know, hawk up some phlegm into the phone just so we could feel like we're there with you.
Well, once again, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. We're going to have a very special guest caller in a little bit. After this music break, that's not Darren.
Oh, yeah, our food is here. Can we take a music break?
We should take a music break.
It's not my food.
Okay, I guess we'll have Darren on in a little bit. Let's take a little music break.
I ate like an hour ago, and then I took like a 30-minute nap, and then I woke up starving. I don't know why that happens. And then yesterday, I went out, and I ate so much. I had liver. I had a lamb sausage. Mm. I had so much food.
Mm. I'm not a man of liver.
And I came home,
I
was asleep.
What did you have an hour ago today?
I had sweet potato fries and chicken.
Ugh.
Barbecue chicken.
Sweet potatoes and liver, gross.
Liver is so good. Yeah. Chopped liver.
Yeah, oh, so good.
Liver steak,
you know.
I don't like too much. It's
I love it.
No, it's good, but
breaded.
I can only have like three bites.
Oh, with onions, with fried onions.
Oh, fried
please.
And mushrooms.
Oh, give it to me now. All right. Let's get to the music break. Here's a new one from Spawn of Possession. Their new album, Incurso, comes out March 13th. This track premiered on Guitar World's website a few weeks ago, and now I'm playing it here.
Stop talking over it.
Here's Bodyless Sleeper. We'll be right back.
Your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Can you do another new number on your album?
Thank you.
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the Livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it.
Yeah.
any members of the FBI in the audience, the music break is over. Repeat, the music break is over. Please return to your listening posts and resume monitoring of this program for any negative references to Dave Mustaine. That is all. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Well, thank you, Chuck, for that introduction. And it's funny that he mentions Dave Mustaine, because we're going to talk about him in just a minute. First, I want to recap what we just heard. That was we just
doing your
heard.
Serious voice.
I am doing it in my DJ voice.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't do. I do just my regular voice. I'm serious.
You don't have any.
I mean,
Hollywood voice.
Things
no.
That you do there or not here?
No. I do more gimmicky stuff here than I do there.
He gives us the good stuff.
Yeah. No, we just heard Entombed with Wolverine Blues. Before them was a Noah pick, Managarm, with Him Till Vinternet.
Did you play Wolverine Blues because of the adamantium foreskin joke I made earlier? Or is it just a happy coincidence?
That is a happy coincidence.
I love it.
It's a sign.
Because that was already in my playlist before
wow.
you even mentioned it. But that's
fantastic.
Funny. And before that was a live version of Black Sabbath's Symptom of the Universe. I think this is my favorite riff of all time. The dun 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 dun. And then we kicked it off with Spawn of Possession, of course.
If Frank was here, he would criticize how you're not singing it correct and on time. Because you always mess it up when you sing.
Where is Frank this evening?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Aren't you attached at the hip?
Yeah, you got like that super twins power where you feel what the other one's feeling and all that shit.
Aren't you guys attached ass to ass?
Ass to ass. No, but we were talking about Dave Mustaine. Chuck Blandington was talking about him. And Mustaine got a ton of publicity this week because somebody asked him who he'd be voting for. Dave Mustaine, always super opinionated.
Of course.
And was just like... Here's what he said. He said, I'm just hoping that whoever's in the White House next year is a Republican. I can't bear to watch what's happening to our great country. Everyone's got their head in the sand. Everybody in the industry is like, oh, Obama's doing such a great job. I don't think so. Not from what I see. Hold on. Got a burp. No, it's gone.
So what Dave Mustaine said? That's
yeah,
weird.
That's in the quote. Looking at the Republican candidates, I've got to tell you, I was floored the other day to see Mitt Romney's five boys have a $100 million trust fund. Where does a guy like that make that much money? So there's some questions there. And watching Newt Gingrich, I was pretty excited for a while. How can you be excited about Newt Gingrich?
Because you're Dave
Maybe
Mustaine and you're fucking
off.
But now he's just going back to being the person that everyone said he was, an angry little man, which is something I feel Mustaine could relate to.
Yeah.
Ron Paul, which is the guy that I thought he would back.
Yeah.
You know, I heard somebody say he was a little like incesticide. 98% of it is inert gases, but there's the 2%
wait,
left.
Wait, incesticide?
Yeah.
Like the Nirvana?
Insecticide,
yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Whoops. 98% of it is inert gases, but the 2% that's left will kill you. That means he'll make total sense for a while, and then he'll say something so out of the way that it negates everything else.
So
kind
of
like
Dave Mustaine in reverse.
Mustaine.
Yeah.
Except he's 98% crazy.
This is great. I like the guy because he knows how to excite the youth of America and fill them in on some things. But when he says that we're like the Taliban, I'm sorry, Congressman Paul, but I'm nothing like the Taliban.
I have friends in the FBI. The
yeah.
Taliban does not.
Come on, Ron Paul. Before you say anything about America, make sure it applies to Dave Mustaine,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. And then,
oh, shut up.
So then here's finally what he says, who he's backing. Earlier in the election, I was completely oblivious as to who Rick Santorum was, but when the dude went home to be with his daughter when she was sick, that was very commendable. Also, just watching how he hasn't gotten into doing these horrible, horrible attack ads like Mitt Romney's done against Gingrich, and then the volume in which Newt has got back in Romney. You know, I think Santorum has some presidential qualities, and I'm hoping that if it comes down to it, we'll see a Republican in the White House, and that it's Rick Santorum.
Oh.
Clearly not an endorsement.
Very much an endorsement. Huge publicity now that the singer of a band called Megadeth is endorsing a guy who is way, way anti-abortion.
I give up on Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
This is it.
So then everybody is making all these jokes about it. Albert Brooks had a tweet, Santorum accepts Megadeth endorsement after learning they are not the abortion clinic of the same name. And then The Daily Show had a tweet, Megadeth frontman Dave Mustaine endorses Rick Santorum. Romney reported to be sweating bullets.
Clearly The Daily Show has one intern who's into metal.
Yeah. And then Grantland, a blog that primarily a sports blog, but entertainment blog, had a piece about it.
Through ESPN.com.
He wrote, this is perhaps the least metal thing that has ever happened. This is a good 67% less metal than Metallica cutting their hair, 42% less metal than watching Metallica in group therapy, and 21% less metal than Lars Ulrich whining about Napster. This is so unmetal that a bummed out King Diamond feels like he's just going to spend the day humming some Barry White songs while wistfully cranking the salad spinner. This is Rob Halford in a taupe? T-A-U-P-E.
Taupe.
Taupe. He had a taupe polo shirt and slip-on loafers. Bruce Dickinson out for a leisurely afternoon at the American Girl Place with his nieces. A bunch of Norwegian black metalers getting together to throw a church raising. That's how unmetal this
wow.
is. So many jokes about it all over. And then, of course, Mustaine has to comment on it. And he just says, contrary to how some people have interpreted my words, I have not endorsed any presidential candidate, the rocker has said in a release. What I did say was that I hope to see a Republican in the White House. I've seen good qualities in all the candidates, but by no means have made my choice yet.
Oh, please.
I respect the fact that Santorum took time off work to be with his sick daughter, but I never used the word endorse. It's true. He never did use the word endorse.
He just said he wants to see him in the White House.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think part of the reason he issued that statement is because after saying that, he was like, fuck, maybe, like, now that I'm getting publicity for saying this, maybe I could have gotten something for my endorsement instead of giving that shit away for free?
Yeah, probably.
And he's like, no, I didn't endorse. I like all of them. Maybe they should woo me. Maybe one of them could have Megadeth play a rally or something.
Oh, my God.
I want to milk this.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. But, yeah, since there's all this stuff up in the air about Mustaine, we figured, since we know the guy, since he has the FBI listening, why not contact the FBI to contact Mustaine to get him on the live
cast? And now we're going to patch him?
We have him on the air now.
Hold on, wait, I have to put in the secret Dave Mustaine code.
Okay, put it in.
How do you spell douchebag with numbers?
Oh, here he is.
Hi. Hey, how's everybody doing? Sean, hi, how are you?
Sean is not here, Mr. Mustaine. It's Jeff.
Oh,
it's
Darren? Just, Darren, how's it going?
No, Darren is not here. It is just
what?
Oa and Sid here tonight. This has, of course, been a busy week for you, Mr. Mustaine.
What the hell happened to your show? It's like half of them aren't there.
Yeah, I don't know. Today's not a good day for that sort of thing. But
they heard
all right, well, thank you, Rob. I just want to say thank you for giving me this form. And I'm very gracious that you gave me a full 1 hour time to expand on my views.
Wait, hold on, 1 hour?
What? 1 hour? I never said 1 hour. I think you must have misheard me or something. I might stay on 60 minutes, but that doesn't mean I'll be doing a full hour.
That's true.
Now, anyway, a lot of people have been saying that I endorsed Rick Santorum for president. That is a bald-faced lie. I have not endorsed Rick Santorum for president. All I said was that he should be elected president for life and that all the other candidates are no dick, no balls, fat cocksuckers.
No, you can't say that. Come on.
Worse than the Chris Benoit and the Michael Jackson. And they should all die in a fire and suck cocks in hell while Rick Santorum rules the country, nay, the world, with an iron Jesus-guided fist, stamping out abortionists and feminazis from sea to shining sea. Do you hear the words, I endorse Rick Santorum, anywhere in that sentence? I didn't think so. Now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go ahead. You're the interviewer.
You've got to understand how some people might think that sort of sounds similar to...
I do, and all those people are liberal leftist Nazis. Now, I want to address one more thing. I never said that fags shouldn't get married.
I don't think you should use that word, Mr. Mustaine. That's really offensive.
Yeah.
Married, okay, civil unions. But That is another distortion by the liberal leftist anti-Christian press in this country. What I said was gay people should be lobotomized.
Oh, come on.
Jeez.
See, all you do is just remove a part of their brain, and then they don't want to get married, and then you don't have to change the law and piss everybody off. I'm a friggin' political genius.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much sense that makes, but is there anything else you want to detract?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I never said I wanted to sterilize all non-rich people. Just the poor ones, the really poor ones.
Oh, okay. I guess that's fair, although that seems like the same thing. What do you classify as poor?
Anyone who doesn't have their own luxury tour bus. Like Anthrax, ever go inside that fucking thing? One fucking bathroom? Are you kidding me? And nasty-ass pizza boxes and Judge Dredd comics everywhere? I know they only sold 12 albums, but come on, guys. Get a tour bus for me. It only costs about $300K a week. You'll notice the difference immediately.
Oh, wow.
Oh, by the way, one other thing that the lamestream media libtards have been saying about me is that I believe music should be censored on the radio. That is 100% false. I just said radio stations should be banned from playing anything but Megadeth. And if you're caught owning any copy of a Metallica album on vinyl, cassette, or LP, it'll carry a penalty of 485 years in prison and having your nuts sawed off with a rusty tin can lid and fed to one of my Rottweilers.
Oh, my goodness.
I will not be soft on crime.
Wait a minute. So you're running for office?
Oops. Yeah, I guess I let that slip out. Well, cat's out of the bag now. Here's the exclusive right here on the Metal Injection Livecast. Rick Santorum tomorrow will announce that he will be my running mate for the office of the presidency in 2012.
Wait a minute, he's going to be your running mate? Meaning your
yes.
president?
Yes, Rick has graciously agreed to be my vice president. He will make a great president in case I succumb to one of my very severe periodic neck and back injuries, where I can't move my head left or right 2 inches. And Jesus finally calls me home to sit at the right hand of his throne. Of course, I still don't endorse him, so don't go reporting that like these other Democrat sympathizing fascist scumbags like Blabbermouth.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave. That was pretty interesting, I guess.
Wait. Rob, if you don't mind, since the surprise is out there anyway, I'd like to give you an exclusive and read some planks from our platform. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
My fellow Americans, a few years ago I wrote, "Don't ask what you can do for your country, ask what your country can do for you." Well, today I stand before you and admit that I was wrong. Every American should have the right to follow the Lord and Savior of the universe, Jesus Christ, in any way they choose, so long as it's literally approved by the inerrant Holy Bible. No marriage for homos. After Obama loses the election to me and Rick, who I do not endorse, in a historical landslide, I will graciously pull all the strings I have in the FBI and CIA to get him the vacant job singing for Killswitch Engage. Cocaine possession is hereby legalized. Kicking dogs will carry an immediate death sentence. However, kicking dogs whose job it is to sniff out cocaine on the property of multimillionaire rock stars will result in an exemption from this penalty. All Tom Araya Scream-related pages are hereby censored, and their creators will be sentenced to forced labor camps.
Oh, no!
As a great Christian nation, we must show respect to the great heroic stories of the Bible. So all women who share names with biblical characters must walk around topless, effective immediately. I mean, you, Noah.
Oh, wow.
Cock smokers can't get married. Did I mention that? Oh, I did. Sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I will start a federally funded bromance relationship with Will Smith now that he's single.
I haven't thought
this one out yet, but something bad about Jews. I don't like them. And finally, a new edict shall be declared where any band who the president requests to jam with must comply under penalty of exportation. I have no reason to actually enact this, and Flores and James and I are on great terms. We actually are planning a record, two of them plus me and Dave Ellison, but yeah, just in case, that's going to be a law. Well, that's it. Wait, did I mention the third burglars can't...
All right, we get it, we get it.
Okay, all right. Good night, and Jesus bless America. Amen. Vote Mustaine.
All right, wow. That's Dave Mustaine calling in with a surprise call, running for president.
Wow.
Of the United States of America.
It makes sense why he wasn't endorsing Santorum, because he's the one running. So he doesn't have to endorse his running mate.
Yeah, that's that. He's wow. Right. He never lied. He never did endorse.
So it's going to be Lamb of God versus Megadeth in 2012.
Wow.
You know what? We're all losers in that one. There's no winners. That's all I have to say about that. Maybe Pavement can run for president then. I have a horse in the race.
Who's Pavement?
An indie rock band. You never heard of Pavement? Really?
No.
Come on. They're older than you are almost.
So then how would I have heard of
it? Get with it. Because they've been around, man. Nah, whatever.
What about Keegan and Sarah?
They were born in Canada, so they can't run.
Oh.
Don't you know anything, Noah? You can't
run
for president either.
I don't know who they
are.
I can't run for president.
Because you're a woman.
Right.
Right?
She wasn't born in the country, though.
Gotta wait to get the right to vote first. Jeez.
Oh, I think they already have it.
Not in, like, presidential elections. They're just, like, in the bullshit city level stuff.
Yeah.
Right? They don't...
No, just in the PTA.
Well, they have no say...
yes. I support that.
They have no say in the contraceptive laws, so...
You and Rob's having a problem with your headphones right now.
What is wrong with you? First, you were choking on a tortilla.
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Are you on ecstasy? No,
You know, I think Rob had too much Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
The nachos. He got some chili in his eye earlier, and I think he still hasn't recovered.
My God, you're probably right.
Yeah, Rob was biting into his ball nachos, whatever it's called.
Ballpark nachos.
Balls nachos. Rob's favorite Mexican place. Your balls nachos.
And he bit into a jalapeno, and it, like, squirted in his eye. During the break. How that happens, I have no idea.
Rob's very in touch with his food. He gets very close, and it's a spiritual relationship.
Looks like he's about to cry right now. It's very emotional.
I don't like people talking about my food. It's an intimate relationship between me and what goes in my mouth. That's right.
And what you swallow.
That's right. I chew it first, and then I swallow it.
Sometimes you skip right to the swallowing.
That's true.
You're very excited.
If you have any food, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
Fax us.
Fax
a burrito.
Telex, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Did you ever swallow something and it felt like it was going down your back because you swallowed it the wrong way?
What?
No. How does that even work?
You might have spinal problems now. Are you okay?
I don't know if it really goes down your back, but it just feels like it. Like it's just in a backpipe or something. I don't know.
A backpipe? I thought you liked it in a backpipe. No, what's up?
Okay, I don't know how to describe
it. What was it that you ate that felt like it was in your backpipe?
You know when you swallow stuff the wrong way and it doesn't get stuck in the regular pipe that it goes down, but it gets stuck in a different one and it feels like it's going down your back. I don't know.
But what was it specifically? Are you thinking of like one specific moment in time?
Well, it could be anything. Bread.
Man
potato
sauce.
Chip. No, it wouldn't be liquid because liquid is soft. Something crunchy.
What if you put it in like an ice tray and froze it and you're eating man popsicles later on? And it went in
Ew.
Your backpipe.
Stinkfist in the chat writes, Noah's band, Backpipe Engage.
No.
No. No, no, no.
That did not work. If it was a back switch.
Back switching.
Or a kill pipe.
What would be the kill pipe?
I don't know. You can take some pop pipe and hit somebody over the head with it until they're dead. It would be a kill pipe. If you killed somebody with a pipe.
Hmm.
Or if you smoked too much crack, the pipe would have killed you. Crack pipe is a kill pipe?
Greg Luigi writes, kill pipe is what Rob does. Hey, that's right, the marijuana pipe.
Yeah.
I will kill that bull. Speaking of which, Noah, can I have some?
And today I was eating a pretzel, and it got stuck in my throat for like, and it was just in there for 10 minutes.
What? For 10 minutes?
Yeah, and then I went and I got a drink, and it was fine. It's so weird. I just stayed there.
Why did you wait for 10 minutes to get a drink?
Because I was doing something.
What were you doing? That was so important.
Know.
A little squirting experiment?
No, no squirting.
Stop for a pretzel choking?
I don't need pretzels while I masturbate.
Imagine. You just got a nice bowl of some snack next to the bed. Reach it over for some Lay's.
I've done that. I had cookies. One time.
Cookies and nookies.
Yeah.
That's a Sunday afternoon for Noah.
Nice sensations all around.
He's a nookies, I think, is the new episode title.
I think in the backpipe is the winner right now. I think I like that more. Because it can mean so many different things.
Taco Grinder writes, I eat pretzels when I masturbate. Good to know. It's good to know what our listeners do when masturbating.
Does anyone actually masturbate with a pretzel?
Mm. Oh.
And then soft or hard.
These ones that Noah gave us.
They're rings, so you could
rings.
Put your cock in them.
And they got nice sesame little seeds on them, so they're ribbed for your pleasure.
Oh, my
ride.
Goodness.
Think about
Come
it.
Come on, Sid.
Come on, Sid, what?
Whip it out.
Whip it
we'll
out.
Take a picture.
The pretzel?
No. Well, actually, Rob, stick your dick in the pretzel.
Yes.
No.
Come on.
No.
Here's one.
No. That one.
Yeah, this one should suffice. You might have to pinch your head in a little bit.
Yeah.
But the shaft, I think, would fit through there probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me.
I don't know. My tuna can dick might not.
It's too wide.
I think my shaft maybe could fit.
Go in the bathroom and check.
I'd be afraid of getting a granule of salt in my pee hole. That would probably sting.
Yeah.
We need Sean to call in and tell us how that feels. He's probably had that.
From the Doritos bag when he just...
Or if when that girl was pouring the hot sauce in his dick.
Oh, yeah, that's
maybe
right.
She also had some kosher salt.
Weren't you saying something about Doritos earlier?
Oh, yeah. The Taco Bell is promoting a new Taco Supreme, where the taco shell is made of Dorito chip.
I am on board. I think this is
a
great idea.
So what you're saying is that Sean is going to be sticking his dick into a bunch of Taco Bell
He's going to fuck
tacos.
A Taco Supreme.
I prefer a Baja taco, personally.
Which one is that?
That is the one with the corn.
Instead of, like, actual saucy sauce?
There's no sour cream? Yeah, there's, like...
No.
I don't like sour cream.
I haven't eaten Taco Bell in forever.
Meaning, there's none around anymore.
There's a bunch of them.
Not anywhere near where I work or live.
Around where you work? No, but... There's one by me where I live. It's great.
But what does that do for me?
I don't care. Anytime you're doing the live cast, we could hop into a T-Bell.
Really? Would you, while I wait in the car, would you run out and pick up for me?
Or are you too embarrassed?
For you, baby?
I'm driving. I don't want to have to look for parking. I'd just idle while he does the work.
I would do it for you, Sid. We got a caller. Caller, will you speak to us?
This time.
Hello, hello.
Hello, is this Luke from Australia?
No, it's Spanky.
Oh, it's Spanky.
Yeah.
What's up, Spanky?
I just sent you a new mashup that I made, and I just wanted to hear your feedback on it.
Oh, okay.
We haven't heard it yet.
Trash it.
Do you want us to listen to it right now while you wait?
Whatever.
Whatever? Can you show a little
Have
more
a
enthusiasm?
Fucking opinion, man.
No, I'm really sick today.
So what?
Darren. Did you get Darren sick?
How are we supposed to be excited for your mashup if you're not even
excited
about it?
All right, I'm excited.
You are? Can you show some enthusiasm?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Why don't you introduce the mashup?
I combined two live cast memes.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Sheik and Megadeth.
And what'd you call the mashup?
Sheikphony of Destruction.
Sheikphony of Destruction by Spanky the Hippo. Let's hear this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cosequin for cats?
Probably. But we don't actually market anything. We just research and develop.
Oh. Well, if you develop anything that's like Cosequin, but you could give it to me for free, I would totally take some. Because I give it to my cats.
Okay.
Joint. It's good for pet joints. You should probably get some for Bruno also.
Is that like catnip?
No, it's like a pill. You open it up and you spread it over their food and it makes their joints better so they don't get arthritis.
Okay.
You can hook us up.
It has become such a cat lady now that he's married.
Is that why you have an animal-themed username? Because you work with... Have you ever worked with a hippo? Is Spanky the hippo a hippo that you've actually encountered?
No, it was just... I don't know.
Where do you live?
I just made it up. I live in Sydney.
Oh. How old are you?
He said 28, 29. He wasn't sure.
Sorry.
Right? He did. That is what he said, right? Yeah. So which one is... Why didn't you know your...
I know. Did you figure it out already?
No, I'm 28, but I'm turning 21 this year.
Happy almost birthday, maybe.
Yeah, in July.
Oh, July what?
16th.
Oh, 3 days before my birthday.
1 day before my sister's birthday.
Wow, this is all relevant information.
Small world.
We're bonding right now.
So yeah, my birthday is July 19th, so that would be a perfect time to send me free Cosequin for my cat. Just so you know, if you're thinking about it.
Right.
You're not spanking a hippo. Send Sid some Cosequin.
Thank you.
He wants it for his
or
joint.
If anyone from the Cosequin company is listening right now, for all this free publicity I'm giving you, you should send me some.
Let's do a Cosequin library.
Just on spec. You can send them the audio of it. They'll be like, what the fuck is this? Throw this out. This dude does not sound 28 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
They all sound very young in Australia.
Except for Paul Hogan.
Sounds old?
Yes, because he is.
You're old.
It's also true. You a big Silverchair fan?
Not really.
Okay, good.
Are you a fan of anything?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah, Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah!
Specifically me.
Not just your face, because it looks funny.
Do you listen to any other podcasts?
I'll take it.
Any rugby?
No, not really.
For you?
Sorry?
Any rugby podcasts that you like?
I just watch rugby. Oh.
What about science podcasts about the platypus?
Not really. I have to read journals a lot, though.
Like live journals?
No. Like actual scientific journals, because that's how they give out their research and stuff.
How much schooling did you need for this profession? Like, I'm assuming it was a lot.
Yeah, about I did a bachelor's degree in veterinary science for about 7 years.
Gee, a bachelor's degree for 7 years? God damn.
And then 4 years for master's, and then I started working.
So you just recently started working then, I guess?
Yeah, just like last year.
Are you like completely in debt for multiple
schools?
Or does that only
not
happen?
Not really. Not really. I'm, like, still paying off my stuff and shit.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
All right, thanks. But I'm just wasting all my money.
Quick question. How many song parodies did you submit today?
Just the one. Oh, fuck.
I felt bad until he said, oh, fuck, that I was like, oh, it was worth it.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't hit the trigger fast enough to get that.
Thank you so much, Frankie the Hippo. That was
a
fantastic
parody.
We need more mashups. We need more parodies like that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hit me up. Send me an email with a parody. Robert@metalinjection.net. We'll send you some free stuff. I will even send Spanky some free stuff all the way in Australia.
How are you going to do that?
You can't even carry your pigeon? A few blocks away from you.
It'll happen in 8 months or something. Darren mentioned not just mashups, anything creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
because we can't be creative all the time. We need your help.
Yeah. That.
We give you all this free shit. You should give us some free shit. And if it's not going to be cat medicine, then it should be mashups stuff. But first, cat. If you first try cat medicine, if that fails, then we'll take mashups and skits and. That kind of stuff. But definitely try to get the cat medicine first. Because it's a matter of life or death. Or it could be.
You know, from 3 years ago when we started this podcast, never would I have thought that you would be sitting here today concerned about cat medicine.
Soliciting free cat medicine, yeah. I don't know.
Remember how angry Sid used to be?
I'm still pretty fucking angry.
It's not about cat medicine.
No. It's just not a joking matter. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't want to undersell the importance of the cat medicine.
Okay. Let's take another quick music break right now. Settle down from all this cat medicine talk, this wild talk that we're having right now. I want to play some old Necrophagist because these guys are never putting out a new album, and all we have is the old stuff, which still kind of crushes.
Fucking Shakeltown in the chat, son of a bitch.
Here is Only Ash Remains on the Metal Injection Livecast.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Livecast.
The Metal Injection Livecast. Hello, this is your friend, Chuck Blandington. If you hate white people as much as I do, then you might as well turn this off now. Because this show is Honky Central. Fucking crackers.
Announcer Chuck Blandington. I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
We are back. We have about half an hour left in the show. How will we fill the time?
Darren's talking about the Mets in the chat room. That cannot end well. That means the chat room's going to be open for the next 8 hours. A heated discussion about Lucas Duda.
What?
Duda.
And he's a player on the Mets. Lucas Duda.
If you want to talk about the Mets on the air, yeah, give us a call. 646-929-1357. Sid.
Gary Carter, rest in peace.
You went to a concert last night, right?
Yes, it was. This was not a concert of my choice because I never would have chosen it. It was classical music played by a pianist on a barge in Brooklyn or in the East River right off the...
Was the barge back moving or was it a...
Well, it was docked, but the water was quite wavy and choppy, so that we were getting a little seasick while we were watching boring piano music.
Huh.
But here's my thing, and I was wondering this while watching. So she was playing like Tchaikovsky and Gershwin and shit, right? Basically, if you go to see a classical music performance now, it's why is – so you go see Tchaikovsky or whatever. Why is that considered like the highest of high culture and super classy and elite? But if you go to see a Led Zeppelin cover band at a bar, you're white trash. Like, it's still just people performing someone else's work. What's the difference?
I mean, who are you asking?
I'm just asking why it's like that.
I don't see it like that.
But when people go see a Led Zeppelin cover band, you think it's viewed the same way?
Well, okay.
Or any cover band. I'm just saying it's all cover music.
Okay, to be a good classical player requires a lot of time practicing and studying and learning the craft.
But still, just performing other people's music.
Yes, you are performing other people's music, but you're performing. Well, I mean,
it's really difficult music to perform, though. You have to, like, you're showing off your talent to pull off such a difficult
thing. But if you were that talented, you could write your own shit.
With classical music, you have to stay confined to the song and to the notations and all the stuff that's involved in the song. There's no, like, improvising or stepping outside, because if you play anything else, it's a mistake.
No.
But if you're covering classic rock and stuff, you know, you can kind of alter it and make
it
your own.
Better?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
Do you think 100 years from now people will be going to Carnegie Hall to see Led Zeppelin cover bands?
I don't know. I can't tell the future.
But we're
probably
just,
because
we're just
the
chatting.
Music holds.
I could see
think?
It. I, could
I don't
see...
think anyone's going to see like
think,
a Nicki Minaj
think...
cover band.
Well, no. You wouldn't need a band for that. You
right.
You'd need one chick in a weird outfit with a big ass.
And have fake English accents.
Sometimes. No, not all the time. But it's just interesting to me how it's all like super classy, but to go see some...
It all depends what experience you're looking for and what you enjoy in live performance.
Or if you want people to think you're smart.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have to dress up all fancy, or did you wear your Charlie Brown shirt?
I just dressed like I was going to work.
Was there food?
No. There was not food. We ate afterwards.
How long was this?
It felt like an eternity, but it was probably like an hour,
oof,
15 minutes.
And if the boat was rocking, was the piano like moving from side to side across the stage?
No, they had it secured. So, no. But during
were you
the
standing or sitting?
No, we were seated.
Seated.
Morbid Toaster says, Sid would like to see a Smash Mouth cover band. Rather that than the pianist?
I don't know. I wouldn't enjoy either one. I mean, like, watching the lady play piano, I mean, it's like, all right, great, you're a really good piano player, but so what?
That's why I don't really like watching classical performances, because I don't really take anything from it.
It doesn't move me at all. It's just...
Yeah, I mean...
And a lot of it just sounded like a cacophony. It was just a mess.
If it's just, like, a single piano player, it's one thing, but I guess with an orchestra, I can see how it can, like, move a person. But for me, I like... You know, like improvisational stuff, and I like seeing where the musician goes with the
or
music.
At least written by that performer, so I could get a full feel for like all around what kind of a musician they are, not just what kind of a music reader.
No, but like with jazz bands, I mean, if they cover classics from the jazz realm, I mean, it's still really interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah, but why can't you just write your own stuff?
Because like, when there's music that's so good that it could be recreated and...
But why not just write your own music that's that good?
I'm sure that woman has written her own stuff.
That's what I want to hear. I probably wouldn't like that either, but at least I'd be like, oh...
So when she plays with her own band, why don't you just go see them
instead of the classical... I don't think she has her own band. She's just the lady who plays piano. There was a little bit, we got a little program.
Have you followed her Twitter? Are you following her on Twitter now?
No, I doubt she has a Twitter.
Facebook fan page.
That she might have a MySpace. It's classical music, so they're all like a step. Well, that's another thing. We're sitting there waiting for the music to start, and I'm just looking at the piano. I'm like, it's such a fucking impractical instrument.
It is.
Like, why have we not evolved past that? Like, there's keyboards. You could have a keytar. Why do we need the piano anymore? You can't try it. It's so bulky.
Because it's an instrument, and each piano, like, you know, according to the wood.
Hold on. 2 seconds ago, you were commending Dave Grohl.
2 seconds ago?
Well, you know.
And also, I don't recall stating an opinion about what he said. I just said it was
you endorsed Dave Grohl by default.
You did not endorse Dave Grohl.
No, exactly. Thank you.
No, it's because it's analog. That's why. That's why they use it. Because using a keytar would be a digital interpretation of that music.
I suppose it's so bulky.
So
are
what?
You kidding me?
Do you have to carry it? What do you care?
No, because I'm better than that. I know better.
Isn't it amazing that there's an instrument that's created from a certain strain of wood and strings and keys?
That's acoustic guitars,
I know, but,
too.
Right, but isn't that like amazing that we as humans have created instruments that make music?
Dang. Not the Sid.
Why is that amazing?
Are you serious?
It wasn't just discovered.
I know it wasn't
been
just
like
discovered.
That for centuries. Well, I'm supposed to be amazed by something that's centuries old.
Why not? Why can't that be amazing to you?
Old news. I'm old, and even before I was born, it was old news.
Sid is in full contrarian
That's
mode.
Right.
Do not even try to start with it. We have a caller right
Let's
now.
See.
712, you're on the air on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from? Lower your speakers, please.
Yeah, this is Chad. I'm all righty. I'm calling from Iowa. I just want to hear what my voice sounds like over the internet and stuff, you know. And,
so that's it. You don't
just
have,
checking
like,
out the Metal Injection and stuff, you know.
You
all
have
right, I'm fucking with the volume and stuff. I got that turned down now, so I'm just bored as fuck, you know, and just started calling and stuff. So
right. Have you listened to our show before?
No, not actually too much, but I was on the MSR podcast deal, and they told me to check this out, so I'm checking it out, you know?
I see.
But, it's pretty much snowy and shit around here and stuff, so.
You have a great accent.
Noah's turned on by you.
Does that sound kind of hillbilly-ish or something, or what?
It sounds like a Mexican hillbilly.
Yeah.
It's a weird hybrid.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Pretty much white, though, I think.
You
but
think?
I don't know.
Have you been on Ancestry.com?
What?
Have you been on Ancestry.com? You can find out just how white you are.
Oh, yeah, and do the research on that. I guess I could, but...
But then if you find out you're not fully white, you'd probably have to leave Iowa.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's sweet. Got me on the air. Appreciate so.
Yeah, now do something.
But anyway, so what's there to talk about?
You tell us what's going on in your life.
Yeah, how's everything going?
Just bored as fuck.
Lots to do in Iowa.
Oh fuck, not really too much.
What do you do for a living?
Fucking a little welding and shit like that. A little heating and air conditioning stuff like that.
When do you find time to drink booze?
Whenever I want to.
On the job?
Not too much, but I have in the past probably, but...
Probably? You can't say one way or the other, legally?
It don't matter, whatever.
Are you a Hawkeyes guy or a Cyclones guy?
I really don't get into football too much. You know, I'm just into the metal and stuff, you know.
Trying to relate to the man on Iowa terms, and he's got nothing to give me back.
No. How many podcasts, how many Metal Injection livecasts, including this one, have you listened to?
To be perfectly honest, it's the first one. I got a lot.
Oh, I feel bad.
Why? I feel bad that we took the call in the first place.
Thank you for listening all the way in Iowa.
I feel like, you know, we needed to kind of open him up, get to know him.
Only you, Noah, want to open people up.
I think we know all there is to know. He works on air conditioners and he drinks beer sometimes. and he's just really bored.
All right. I guess that's fair.
Honestly, if he's listening to our show to get over boredom, the best way to do it is to not have to listen to himself on our show, because that's why
we told
those
him
couple,
to turn down
yeah,
the speaker.
Those couple of minutes were probably more boring than the rest of the show, so we've improved the show now so he will enjoy it more because he is no longer on it.
Give us a call, 646-929-1357. We will mock you as well.
Yes, after the fact. Maybe during.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Sid might
get roasted by yeah. Sid.
Yeah. If you got any cat products you could hook us up with, it's always appreciated.
Are you also like this at home?
What?
I don't know, like this, you know, cynical and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Always, yeah.
Even to the missus?
I am who I am. I do not have different Sids.
No, I know, but, you know, like if you're with your wife...
Sid will argue a point to knowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and she still cooks dinner for you?
On occasion. It's better than me cooking dinner for her, because then we might both die. I'm not a good cook, in that I don't ever cook.
Have you ever cooked?
I know how to work a microwave.
Wow. So Chef Boyardee?
No.
For the missus?
Is that microwave safe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have to take it out of the can.
Yeah, you'd have to put it in like a bowl.
But then you might have to clean the bowl, maybe. Fuck that. Everything needs to be disposable if I'm prepared.
You can put it in a paper plate or like a paper bowl. Get those paper bowls.
Paper bowls?
Yeah, like see those cereal bowls.
You don't put those in the microwave?
Why not?
There's plastic. There's a plastic coating over it, so it melts into your food as it gets heated.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Let's go to the doctor.
Your arteries harden.
No, there's paper bowls.
Plastic in your blood.
There's paper bowls.
But
yeah,
not
but they
to
have
put
a...
in the microwave.
Yeah, there's a plastic coating over it.
I don't believe you.
Even if there isn't a plastic coating, you shouldn't put that shit on the microwave.
Why?
How come?
I don't know.
You put paper
towels. Yeah, you totally can.
Sometimes I cover my food with a paper towel.
You could cover it, but not have it holding
the food.
What's the
difference?
Well, yeah,
no difference.
How is there any difference?
Still touching the food.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it would ooze through or something.
Nope.
You've done this?
Yeah. Look at how great I've turned out.
Rob has even eaten the plates with his meal.
Yeah.
You laughed a little too hard at that one, Sid. What are you trying to say?
I'll let the laugh speak for itself. I stand by it.
Okay.
Hello? Is there like a staring contest? The audio equivalent of a staring contest?
I think we should end early for the first time ever.
Oh. We're just like running out of stuff to say.
Yeah. There's only three of us here. We only have so much to talk about.
And
the only way to go on is just if we have some callers. So,
if you want to keep this podcast going,
yeah,
what's the number
donate
to dial?
Your time, 646.
Taco Grinder, I already have a Ferminator, by the way. I don't need one, but I'd appreciate, I guess I'd take one.
What's
sure.
A Ferminator?
It helps, it's like a little comb for the cats. It gets the excess fur.
Why are we talking about cats?
He's in the chat. Taco Grinder said he's going to get me a Ferminator for Easter.
646-929-1357. Let us hear your voice.
Yeah, Shankletown, call
be
in.
Be heard.
You were critical earlier of our comedic bit. So do better. Call in and do better.
What bit? What bit?
Yeah, there, I don't know. We had I don't know. He said something about a comedic bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which he at least he acknowledged that it was comedic. I'll take that.
Flashpunk asks, Rob, would you go blonde?
Oh.
The answer is no.
Oof.
I once tried to bleach my hair, and it like destroyed my hair. So I'm never going to do it again.
Do you remember?
Still haven't recovered.
You bleached it, and then you dyed it blue.
Yeah.
Like blue hair for a little bit.
I
and then red.
Yeah. It was pretty stupid. Dyeing your hair was like kind
was
of
this
a process.
High school?
Too much of a process.
Did you dye with Kool-Aid?
No, with Manic Panic.
Oh, Manic
Panic.
Yeah.
Can
your Photoshop a blonde,
upset?
Rob?
The blue was pretty fun. Sure.
I'd like to see that.
Maybe we can give you blonde highlights.
Yeah.
Frosted tips.
No. We have a caller. Though.
Who was the dude who used to do like the live cast Photoshop of the week? We haven't had that
Keith.
In like 6 months.
Keith,
what happened
to
him?
What's going on here?
Fucking jerk.
I don't know. All right, we have a caller, 314. You are on the air with the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Shankletown, New York City.
He's very proud of himself today. It's good.
How's it going, Shank?
Oh, shit, man. You know, same shit, different day.
Tell me about it.
I just didn't want you guys to go off early, so I had to call you guys.
Great.
Give us some material.
I got nothing. I didn't mind the Dave Mustaine bit. I just hate Dave Mustaine's music so much that even a fake Dave Mustaine annoys the shit out of me.
Well, maybe that's the point.
It wasn't a bit. We worked very hard to try to get him on the show. You don't understand how many favors we had to
pull. Yeah.
Are you guys going to do a Marty Friedman bit next week?
What does he sound like? I don't think any of us have ever heard his voice.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
I have no idea.
Wow. He's not even Japanese. He just lives in Japan.
No, he's practically Japanese.
That's how anti-Asian Noah is. And even if just from being there, she'll say you sound like Ching Chong.
Marty Friedman and Paul Gilbert have lived in Japan long enough to become Japanese
people.
What the
fuck is Paul Gilbert?
Guitarist.
For Megadeth?
No. Mm-hmm. Mr. Big.
Why do you know the name of the guitarist from Mr. Big?
I don't know. I know Paul Gilbert as a guitarist.
Holy shit.
I think
he's a very well-known guitarist.
At least drop a Nuno Bettencourt.
What?
Who?
The guitarist for Extreme? You don't know that, but you know fucking Mr. Big?
I thought Nuno Bettencourt played for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, that is Rafael Bettencourt.
Oh, no, that's Unesky. Never mind.
Oh, that's
never
right. Rafael Bettencourt is a pitcher.
Yeah, there you go.
Way too many famous Bettencourts. A weird fucking name to have three different people that are.
Are you guys going to watch Dee Snider on Celebrity Apprentice tonight?
Noah's going to watch it.
Oh, is that?
I'm going to watch that shit.
It's supposed to be good.
I'm slightly interested in watching Celebrity Apprentice because I'm kind of getting into some terrible television.
But you're also a huge Lisa Lampanelli fan.
I'm not on huge.
It. You love her, dude. You have that T-shirt. You have that gold record.
I do have that T-shirt and that gold record. From that one night of drinking that we had together. I don't know.
She's the worst.
I don't know. I think she has her place. I don't know. She's a broken
away
record.
From me. Yeah.
I liked her when she first was.
You're like a Lisa Lampanelli hipster.
Yeah, like the I liked
like
her before
the demo.
She was cool. No. Like the early roast stuff was pretty funny, but now it's just I guess I've realized that all of her jokes are the same formula.
I like to bang black guys.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And I am really racist, and I can get away with it because I'm a white woman.
And I fuck black guys, remember? I said that earlier. That's me. I'm the lady that fucks black guys.
But isn't she married to, like, a big Italian guy?
I know. She is a big Italian guy. Different.
This big Italian guy is married. That's how you heard it.
Yeah.
No, she was serious with him. And he was her fiancé. And he was white and big.
How does he feel about the fact that all she does is talk about banging black guys?
She probably
pays
for everything,
yeah.
Guys, you like how I'm using my headphones to...
Looks like a headband.
Yeah, is a headband? Is it working for me? What do you guys think of this long hair that I'm attempting? Today there's no product in it, so I'm sure it's just
out. I like
out.
It.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
It brings out your Persian side.
My Mediterranean warrior side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's a word for it.
Yeah.
Taliban is another word for it.
I look like I'm a terrorist.
Well, what is a Mediterranean warrior?
You know, like...
These days, a Mediterranean warrior is a fucking terrorist.
No.
Is that the ultimate warrior's cousin, the Mediterranean warrior?
I like it.
What about...
Rob, I need to commend you on your liquid metal work, by the way. I listen regularly. Very nice.
Oh, really? Well, thank you.
I don't even have jokes. I honestly listen all the time, and I enjoy it.
Do you giggle a little?
I do giggle.
Chinkletown is going to ask you for a job now.
Yeah.
No, I have no desire to work in radio. I just want to
be on the Raw Dog channel. Does that channel still exist, Raw Dog?
No, I listen to that truck channel that Noah works for.
Cool. When do you listen?
Do you have, like, ham radio guys calling in?
They call them with their CB handles.
Why even get the station? I only listen online. I don't even know if I can listen to that online.
Yeah, you can. It's 106. Channel 106.
Are you a DJ on there? I'm interviewing you now. Are you a DJ on that station?
I produce a show that's on from 11 to 2 called Freewheeling, and sometimes I'll be on the air, but it's hosted by two other people.
I'm going to listen.
You should listen and call in and demand that Noah gets on the air.
I'm like an old school serious listener. I had that shit when it first started. I used to call up all the radio shows and get right through it because nobody else was listening.
You had it before it was SiriusXM, just when it was serious.
Yeah, I had it like when it first started. And then Howard Stern announced he was coming over, and then fucking everybody had it.
Uh-huh.
You're a serious hipster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I used to be on Tony Hawk's radio show all the time because nobody else would call in.
So sad. Did Noah call you and ask you to call in?
I wasn't working
there. Though. No. I thought that I guess that experience is unique to us.
So what do you listen to on Sirius?
I listen to Liquid Metal. I listen to the Howard Stern stations. A lot of my friends are on the Raw Dog stations doing shit sometimes, so listen to that.
Your
friends? Name drop people that are...
No, I'm not name dropping. I'm an asshole, but I'm not that kind of asshole. The various comedians on that do stuff on Raw Dog.
But I'll think higher of you if you're friends with comedians that I find...
I don't like when people think high of me, because that means I have expectations. I like when people think of me as nothing. Like my parents.
Is your friend Mark Says Hi?
My friend who?
Mark Says Hi.
What's that?
I don't even know anybody named Mark.
EJ on Raw Dog.
His name is Mark Says Hi?
Yeah.
Why
he's
is
Asian?
Explain that.
No, he's not. Because his real name is Mark Seaman. I don't know why he calls. He just goes by Mark Says Hi.
Is he funny? Probably not, right? All right, yeah.
Yeah,
with that name, no. Sid says, no thank you, Mark. Get away from me. Let's just for the rest of the night do that whenever we're going to say something. Just start off, Sid says, let's do that for the rest of the night.
So, Shankletown, would you like
and
to...
And then Noah fucking ignores me with the next fucking sentence. And then I ignore myself. Go on.
Am I allowed to go on?
Yeah, I said go on. Who was I talking to?
I forgot what you were saying before, Sid.
Me or Shankletown?
No, you.
When?
I don't know.
I'm confused now. Just go on to what you were going to ask.
Oh, I was going to ask Shankleton if he wants a tour of Sirius.
But yeah.
Okay.
Do you have, like, freewheeling merch? I want, like, a fucking fanny pack or something.
I can give you a mug. I have a mug.
Sweet. I need a mug.
But the mug is so large that it doesn't really fit in a standard cup holder.
I live in a city. I don't need a cup holder.
Okay, I'll send you a mug, Shankletown.
All right, sweet. I'm good. Can you sign it for me?
No.
Can you fill it with pretzels, just kind of as a little inside joke?
She'll use it as a squirt catcher for a week.
Ah,
it's so hot.
It. There you go.
My biggest regret in life is not saying hi to Noah when I saw her at that Mastodon show.
Should have kissed her on the neck.
Yeah. I know,
oh,
young
no.
Ken Pierce.
I don't do kisses.
I thought about it.
Do you like being kissed on the neck or no?
Not by strange men.
I like when Shankletown isn't strange. You met him.
Oh, that's debatable. I'm definitely strange.
I not by strange men that I've never met in real life.
Mm.
So say hello first and then grab her and kiss her. Then you'll have met in real life.
Yeah, how come you didn't say hello to me?
Because I was in line for a beer. And that, no offense, but that comes first.
So after you got your beer, wouldn't you come say hello?
Well, I wasn't, like, right next to you. I just saw you from a distance. And it was right before Dillinger started playing. So it was, like, everybody's running to the stage and all that horse shit. And I don't really like them, so I was stood in the back. This is really interesting for all the people listening, I'm sure.
Sounds super interesting.
Well, yeah, it was. But I yelled at Rob when I walked past him. I remember that.
Rob
he gets
doesn't.
That a lot, though. He tunes it out by now.
Oh, yeah. Just like everybody else I talked to.
Rob only responds if you want to take a picture with him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he ignores you.
I am so blown away by that people actually want to take photos with me. I always do.
Rob only responds when you offer him free meat.
Yeah.
I actually met Rob several years ago before, I don't even know if the live cast was on. I met him at a CMJ show.
Uh-huh.
With God Forbid and Darkest Hour.
Uh-huh.
And I said hello to you, and you're very polite.
There you go. Fine.
Anything funny about that story? It just came...
I'm a charming individual. I'm very polite.
You are. You're enormous, by the way. Not like fat, just a very large person.
Tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, tall.
I am tall.
Whole lot of rubber. Thank you for that. How's Silent Library going?
Oh, Silent Library got the boot. I've been working on another show for the last 5 months.
What show?
What show are you on?
A documentary show called World of Jenks.
What is that?
What's Jinx?
Like Captain Jinx from the Stern Show?
No.
Oh.
A guy named Andrew Jenks. We're going to be in our second season. It's good.
This is on MTV also?
Yeah. It hasn't been on for a while, but they brought it back.
And what does he do? What's this about? Who is he?
He's like a documentary filmmaker, and he doesn't live with people, but he documents people's lives over like the course of a year. Like
so
people that have...
Worry about a documentarian?
You could say that, although it's not really about him. He's just the host.
Oh, okay. So it's his documentaries. He just, like, introduces them?
Yeah, he interviews people on the show.
Does he interview you?
No.
So wait, if it's a documentary, what the fuck do you do on it?
I work in post-production.
So you're not a comedy writer anymore?
I am on the side, but I got to pay the fucking bills.
Oh.
And that was only paying a small portion of the bills.
Life's sad little compromises, huh?
Seriously, I am just throwing in the towel at life these days.
No wonder your mom doesn't want to talk to you on the phone. It's like, I want to talk to you.
Oh, my God, that was fucking brutal, dude.
We were
like,
laughing.
Your sister's on the other line. Can I call you back? I'm like, oh, all right.
Got to keep priorities in order.
Yeah, seriously.
What does your sister do?
She runs
one of the CSI shows, huh?
No, she has like a real job.
What does she do?
A lawyer.
She's literally working on a cure for cancer.
Wow. Yeah, that's,
I'm like, hey, I'm writing dick jokes. I'm getting paid for it.
And calling podcasts.
Yeah, seriously. Like calling podcasts on a Sunday night while getting ready to watch Celebrity Apprentice.
She only listens to the Jonas Salk podcast.
Yeah.
And he,
my life
is
really turning out how I planned.
Well,
well, at least you're going to get a tour of Sirius soon.
Yeah.
I know, seriously. Yeah, no pun intended.
One of your dreams will come true.
I actually applied for a job at Sirius to be a correspondent on Howard 100 News.
Oh, and I guess you didn't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you mention that as one of your references?
Yeah.
I should have.
Yeah.
How long ago did you apply for it?
Like, I don't know, like 6 months ago?
Mm. Not happening.
You can, Noah could probably hook you up with an internship.
Yeah, seriously. You could be my intern.
Can I be your intern? I'm not going to give you my address, but I can get there in like 10 minutes. Can I be your intern?
Yes, you can be my intern.
Hey, done. Seriously.
So you live like in Midtown?
No, but I live near an express train to Midtown.
Okay.
I live in the Upper West Side.
That's probably why you're struggling with the bills, because your rent's probably through the roof.
I used to live in Brooklyn, and my rent is cheaper now than it was when I lived in Brooklyn.
Well, where in Brooklyn did you live?
Right on the border of Windsor Terrace and Park Slope.
See, that's too expensive. That's like Manhattan. You got to get more like Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge. It's
Bushwick.
Affordable. That's
where it takes you like 3 hours to get into this.
Who the fuck cares? You could read. You can listen to a podcast.
You
got to
wake up earlier.
You listen, so? Get a job where it starts late.
Too much work.
I'm going to be your life coach from now on, Shankletown.
No, seriously. I need a life coach.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guess
together,
what, Shankletown? You have killed enough time. Where
yeah.
We've done a full 2 hours of
no,
show.
We're still 2 minutes short.
I just wanted to do my job and help out my favorite podcast.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Shankletown. I want to play the parody again
yes,
one more time because it was so good.
Wait, I have a request. Can you cut me off mid-sentence while I'm saying something and go to the goodbye thing?
Sure. Just make sure there's a one in the middle of the sentence.
All right. Tell me when it's queued up.
Go. I got it.
Up until college, I'd only got...
You didn't say one.
You might have.
He said he wanted to get cut off mid-sentence.
Yeah. Come on. All right. So we are out of here.
Like he fell off a cliff.
Poor bastard isn't even working comedy anymore. So
someone
bad.
Get him a comedy gig.
Well,
comedians
he, you know something? He could write stuff for us. I mean,
yeah.
Why
fucking
not?
Take. Why don't you give?
Yeah.
Rob will send you a T-shirt in 8 months. For every joke, you get a T-shirt 8 months later.
I like it.
I think that's fair.
All right.
Send you one of Sean's T-shirts.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sean, next week Sean will be back, maybe. And it's going to be his birthday, so we're going to torture him some way.
Yeah, we need to find... Well, we should have people how we can torture Sean. I don't think he wants to do shots, right?
He does not drink hard liquor, so he will not do that. He doesn't want to drink a full beer every time someone calls in. What can we make him do every time someone calls in?
Maybe...
Down a hot dog. We'll just have enough hot dogs.
I don't know about hot dogs.
He eats a bunch of hot dogs. He
loves
wieners.
Who's buying the hot dogs?
I'll buy the hot dogs.
Right.
Well, why does only Sean
eat
hot dogs?
Yeah, I might eat some hot dogs.
No one's saying you guys can't eat the hot dogs.
Then we'll run out of
them.
Hot dogs.
I'll bring enough hot dogs. How many hot dogs should I bring?
8 dozen. And the rest, the leftovers we could send to Shankletown because I'm sure he's probably not eating well.
Also, someone in the chat writes, bowl hits. We can't do bowl hits because Sean has work in the morning and he doesn't smoke weed that often, so he won't be into that.
Maybe we can just beat him with a paddle or something.
Yeah? Oh, I think he would be into that. Would you paddle him?
Or punch him.
How about this, Noah? If you're willing to spare some, what if, for every call or whatever, he has to eat, a doggy biscuit or something?
Yeah.
I mean, those aren't poisonous or anything. They're just not very tasty for a human.
We'll send out, we'll start a thread. We'll figure it out over email.
Might make Bruno mad.
Or make Bruno French kiss him.
Okay.
Because his mouth will taste like treats. Rob, we were discussing before the show that we might do earlier time slot next week. What's the deal with that? Remind me.
Oh, are we going to do that? I forgot.
Are we doing that? Let's decide right now. For the Oscars. Or are we not doing that?
So we'll do 6 to 8 or 5 to 7.
Noah, what do you think?
5 to 7.
Darren,
you're in the chat. What do you think? When would you like to come in? Someone said 5 to 7, but that was not Darren.
Right.
Come on, Darren.
Oh, by the way, it feels intrusive, is what Darren said.
I don't think he was talking about that. Your choices, Darren, are 5 to 7 or 6 to 8.
This is
like the world's slowest instant message.
He said both are fine, so 5 to 7.
Yes. 5 to 7. We'll see you next week, 5 p.m. Eastern, other times in other regions of the world.
In other regions of the world, fuck you.
All right. Let's get to the parody again. Once again, thank you, Spanky the Hippo, for this hilarious parody.
Great.
Thank you for everyone listening in today. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode.
5 to 7.
Are you telling me, Jiggy Baby? I'm lonesome.